In 2013, the world found out that a vast collection of looted art during the Nazi regime had been kept by an elderly man, Cornelius Gullit, in a flat in southern Germany. He had inherited it from his father, Hildebrand Gullit, one of the four art dealers in charge of gathering degenerated art for Hitler's museum. Works that remained hidden for decades from artists such as Otto Dix, Ernst Kirchner, Edvard Munch or Gustav Courbet are now on display for all to see in Berlin, where the exhibition focuses on the campaign against so-called degenerated art and the origins of looted art. Showing the connection between art and World War II stems from a strong desire of curator Ryan Wolf.
We try to connect the works of art with the Holocaust, because the two are linked. They are part of the same system. For example, we show a film that was first broadcast in Munich, then in other places in Germany, and that showed people what was bad art and the way how one shouldn't produce art.
Schlechte Kunst ist und wie man nicht Kunst machen sollte.
The exposition showcases more than 200 works confiscated shortly before the war to both museums and private owners, most of them Jewish collectors or art dealers. It also sheds light on the fate of some of those previous owners, appealing to a political and moral obligation to address the issue of Nazi-looted cultural assets.
We also see artists that were severely censored, such as George Grosch and Otto Dix, who were removed from German museums altogether and were sold abroad. The German state had taken them out of the system, but they still wanted to make money out of them. For example, we do not know about the burning of books, but for art, that was another story. It was monetized. People tried to sell it and get something back from it.
This isn't the first time that works from the Gullit collection are presented to the general public. However, it holds a particular significance today, as parallels are drawn with contemporary issues, particularly that of the acceptance of differences in society.
It's interesting that one sees that exhibitions on degenerated art took place in 1938 and 39 in so many places, Weimar, Stettin, Munich, Leipzig and also Chemnitz. And of course now, in light of recent events in Germany, it is a very contemporary topic and creates new questions, especially for the general public, questions that are very relevant today. How can we proceed with what is alien to us? How can we develop a view on foreign bodies in our society? Precisely because the degenerated art was considered as a foreign body in the society at the time, the same way someone with a different body would have considered. In a manner of speaking, history repeats itself.
It is precisely because of their connection with the past that some visitors come to see the works of the Gullit collection. But Anna Laura, a pensioner, also fears for the future.
I find it's important that such exhibitions take place. It's important that we have an explanation about what happened under the Third Reich. Nowadays, I find that everything that gives us keys to understand that past is important. I really fear that we find ourselves in a very difficult situation these days.
Works from the Gullit collection can be seen until January 7, 2019 at the Martin Gropius Bau Museum in Berlin. Emmanuel Schaas in Berlin for IFI.